good morning.
I'm back. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Thanks for coming back. We love having you here.
You bet.
First and foremost, and most important, how's the family? How's the real sheriff of Yankton County, Kim, and the kids?
We are all doing great. We did have a little bit of an illness go through the house.
No.
And you don't ever want all your kids to get sick, but they all got sick at one time. So
that might be.
It was kind of a blessing.
Better. I get it.
Yeah. So
I get it.
It was 3 days at home, and they were all back at school. So.
And did you get sick?
Nope, I just defended it.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah. Just some vitamins, I guess. I don't know.
Was it Schwarzenegger or Jesse Ventura said in that movie, "I ain't got time to bleed"?
Yeah, when you're older and you got kids, you just have no time to get sick.
What's the greatest golf thing that happened to you this summer? Either your greatest shot or any hole-in-one stories?
I have never been able to report a hole-in-one story. Mm. I'm hoping in the next 30 years I can probably get that in there. But I've golfed a little bit more this summer than last summer, which, you know, I wish I could golf all the time, but it's all in golf tournaments usually is what I get at golf.
Scrambles.
Yep, scrambles. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way to do it, because if you golf like crap, you have other people that pick you up. And if other people golf like crap, then you pick them up.
I'm not going to give you a ticket, but I'm going to issue you a warning for your language on this show.
I kept it Christian.
Yeah, you did. How did you do in Irene at that law enforcement gathering? We heard from some of the YPD members on that.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't finish in the top five.
Oh, okay.
There was 12 teams. But I will say we didn't finish in the top eight.
All right.
We were there to have fun, Jeff. It was just a good time.
We were there to have fun. That tells me everything I need to know about how you did. Let's talk prison. Let's talk about the big prison. It's been a big headline for a long time. We're off and running.
Yeah. So Chief Foote is on the task force for that prison reset with the governor's office. Tyler Larson, the state's attorney, and myself decided we needed to hang out. So we took a drive up to Pier. Left about 4:30 in the morning, met up with Chief Foote up there in Pier, and just wanted to support, the law enforcement side of things, as we're dealing with a lot of parolees and stuff in our community, and we need to have something get done. When it comes to the cost of the building, you know, we just need something. So we're up there to support law enforcement, the employees, just to get something done. And it was good for Yankton County because all three of us were up there and we were hanging out, and we put a picture on social media for people to see that.
I saw that.
We needed to get something done.
I saw that photo.
Yeah. You could tell Chief Foote, he could smile a little bit more.
Well, he had a tie on and you didn't, so it kind of balances out.
Oh, yeah. See, you got me there.
I thought you were going to ask me for a donation for the prison today, so I'm glad that you didn't.
Well, that's a pretty steep bill, so.
It is a big bill. Who's teaching DARE these days over in Gayville?
He's fairly new, but he's been at the sheriff's office for over a year now. But Noah Hofer, he is a deputy sheriff, and he went to DARE school. And I've been DARE mentor for the state of South Dakota, so I would teach at these for our officers throughout the state. But he went over to Iowa. It was a free training over there, and so he got his certification, and he is over in Gayville right now, and he is teaching DARE. So
Jeremy Olson told us that the DARE curriculum is changing, so it's going to be quite a change.
Yeah, you know, as time goes on, things have to change because,
they get outdated.
It's outdated, and, when Michael in the book is probably 35, you know, you need to get a new Michael.
Yep.
So, there's a lot of stuff that's changing, and, you know, vaping is more prevalent to today's society for our youth, and so we want to educate the young people about the harmful effects of vaping, and so hopefully Deputy Hofer can get that across to them.
You asked me to ask you about some sort of payoff. I don't know if this is over the table or under the table or what a payoff means, but
oh yeah,
what's that all about?
So the Public Safety Center, where the Yankton Police Department, the Yankton County Sheriff's Office, and our jail are all under one roof with the clerk of courts, probation, you know, court services. So this building is going to be paid off this year. There was a bond that was passed, I think, back in 2005. The building was constructed in 2008. So a 20-year bond. Taxpayers made that big leap back in 2005 to pay this building off. And so we're in a pretty good place given all the budget cuts and stuff that are expected in 2026. So this is a good relief for the county taxpayers to know that they have a building like the jail. It's a 120-bed jail. It's going to be paid off.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You still liking being sheriff?
I love it.
Good.
Yeah, I love it. Everything about it. It's.
I mean, I didn't expect any other answer.
Yeah.
But what else are you going to say? But it seems like you do.
Yeah. You know, and the hard part for me is not going to the calls for service as I used to, you know, when I was at the Yankton Police Department. But we have a lot of good employees and great employees that take their job very seriously. And so they're really the heroes of it now. And, you know, I just, I'm the manager now, but try to get involved as much as I can.
I got, I don't know, not a weird question, but a different kind of question for you to kind of wrap things up. If you were given a magic wand and you could wave it and fix one thing around here or make one thing happen, what would you do?
For here in Yankton?
Anything you want. Yep.
You know, I think what we could do better would be, I would say public safety is always a priority for us. The prison thing is a big deal. I think our Department of Corrections needs to get their stuff figured out. Their leadership needs to get some good policies in place so we can get to back to public safety and protect our people in our county.
The better things are up there, the better things will be down here too.
Exactly. It's okay. A trickle-down effect. And, you know, the Department of Corrections, there's a lot of great employees there too, but they need some great leadership to get that stuff figured out, especially with a prison being built in 4 years. To help out all the counties.
How about that magic wand on your golf game? What would you fix?
Well, next time I come in here, I can say, hey, I got a hole-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
So that magic wand would say, yeah, can I have a hole-in-one?
I guess you could do that. I would think maybe hitting the fairway once in a while would be good too. But
well, I've been known to hit a tree and then it bounces in the fairway. So
yeah.
It's all about skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, why waste your time just down the fairway? Just make it more dramatic, hit a tree and go in the fairway.
Thanks for all the good information. Have a fun homecoming here in Yankton.
And Gayville.
And Gayville, too.
Yeah, they both got homecomings this week, so good luck to both.
And the best to your staff from all of us. Be careful out there, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Jeff.